A final piece. You are going to listen to an Australian news report about Northern Ireland, broadcast on May 9th, 2007. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C or D, for each question, 1 to 5. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
It's been hailed as a new dawn for one of the world's most troubled regions. Yesterday, direct British rule over Northern Ireland ended, and the region's two former sworn enemies are now set to work together in a power-sharing government. Unionist Ian Paisley has been sworn in as the province's first minister, and former Republican militant Martin McGuinness has become his deputy. As Nicola Fells reports, their collaboration was formally marked in an elaborate ceremony in Belfast.
I will shortly ask the Right Honourable Dr. Ian Paisley and Martin McGuinness to affirm the terms of the pledge of office. Dr. Paisley.
I affirm the terms of the pledge of office as set out in Schedule 4 to the Northern Ireland Act 1998.
Mr. McGuinness.
Glacam Limoge na Hoffig. I affirm the terms of the pledge of office.
As the two previously arch enemies were sworn into their new political alliance, direct rule over Northern Ireland by the British Parliament in London ended. The Reverend Ian Paisley, a man defined by his determination to maintain links with Britain, became Chief Minister of the Belfast Devolved Assembly.
If you had told me some time ago that I would be standing here to take this office, I would have been totally unbelieving.
Quoting from the Old Testament, Ian Paisley said,
"A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. From the depths of my heart, I believe Northern Ireland has come to a time of peace."
Previous attempts at self-rule in the 70s, 80s and 1990s failed. But this time the militants have renounced violence and the power is being shared by the very Republicans and Unionists who once most bitterly opposed each other. Sinn Féin's Martin McGuinness and former IRA commander became Ian Paisley's Deputy First Minister.
"We must overcome the difficulties which we face in order to achieve our goals. This and future generations expect and deserve no less from us."
If such old foes could form a political alliance, how are the people of Northern Ireland feeling? Thousands of them died during what was known as the Troubles. Betty Orr was head teacher of a primary school in a hardline Protestant part of Belfast. Her whole career was marked by violence.
"I started off teaching in 71 and the army moved in to protect us inside my first 3 months, so I had to ride shotgun on the army lorries as they took children home. We also got the first Russian mortar attack in Northern Ireland, which landed in our school playground with 450 pupils, so as you can imagine, it had a huge impact. Then we got half the school blown up. I've had the whole gambit of, if you like, feuding in my career."
The violence suffered, either at the hands of the IRA as they pursued their goals of a united Ireland, or at the hands of the equally violent loyalist paramilitaries determined to keep Northern Ireland with Britain, had a major effect on children.
"During the past 30, 40 years, there were children very severely affected. The impact of what will we ever really know? Sleepless nights, bedwetting, on drugs. An awful lot of people were on Valium and it was quite commonplace. I think what we have to do is now say, right, we've got this new start. We want our children growing up together. We want them to be friends. We want to move forward and let's hope that that is what is being seen today."
It's been hailed as a new dawn for one of the world's most troubled regions. Yesterday, direct British rule over Northern Ireland ended, and the region's two former sworn enemies are now set to work together in a power-sharing government. Unionist Ian Paisley has been sworn in as the province's first minister, and former Republican militant Martin McGuinness has become his deputy. As Nicola Fells reports, their collaboration was formally marked in an elaborate ceremony in Belfast.
I will shortly ask the Right Honourable Dr Ian Paisley and Martin McGuinness to affirm the terms of the pledge of office. Dr Paisley.
I affirm the terms of the pledge of office as set out in Schedule 4 to the Northern Ireland Act 1998.
Mr McGuinness.
Glacam Limoj na Huffig. I affirm the terms of the pledge of office.
As the two previously arch enemies were sworn into their new political alliance, direct rule over Northern Ireland by the British Parliament in London ended. The Reverend Ian Paisley, a man defined by his determination to maintain links with Britain, became Chief Minister of the Belfast Devolved Assembly.
If you had told me some time ago that I'd be standing here to take this office, I would have been totally unbelieving.
Quoting from the Old Testament, Ian Paisley said,
"A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. From the depths of my heart, I believe Northern Ireland has come to a time of peace."
Previous attempts at self-rule in the 70s, 80s and 1990s failed. But this time the militants have renounced violence and the power is being shared by the very Republicans and Unionists who once most bitterly opposed each other. Sinn Féin's Martin McGuinness and former IRA commander became Ian Paisley's Deputy First Minister.
"We must overcome the difficulties which we face in order to achieve our goals. This and future generations expect and deserve no less from us."
If such old foes could form a political alliance, how are the people of Northern Ireland feeling? Thousands of them died during what was known as the Troubles. Betty Orr was head teacher of a primary school in a hardline Protestant part of Belfast. Her whole career was marked by violence.
I started off teaching in 71 and the army moved in to protect us inside my first 3 months, so I had to ride shotgun on the army lorries as they took children home. We also got the first Russian mortar attack in Northern Ireland, which landed in our school playground with 450 pupils, so as you can imagine it had a huge impact. Then we got half the school blown up. I've had the whole gambit of, if you like, feuding in my career.
The violence suffered, either at the hands of the IRA as they pursued their goals of a united Ireland, or at the hands of the equally violent loyalist paramilitaries determined to keep Northern Ireland with Britain, had a major effect on children.
During the past 30, 40 years, there were children very severely affected. The impact of what will we ever really know? Sleepless nights, bedwetting, on drugs. An awful lot of people were on Valium and it was quite commonplace. I think what we have to do is now say, right, we've got this new start. We want our children growing up together. We want them to be friends. We want to move forward and let's hope that that is what is being seen today.